This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Elena Sanchez is with us. Elena is a woman of many, many talents. She is in a new film called Boneface that follows a small-town sheriff and deputy, and you play the deputy, trying to solve a series of brutal murders perpetrated by a masked killer at local summer camps. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. and also you're just a heck of a stunt person, and you've been doing that for some time, right?
Yes. Well, thank you for that amazing intro. So Boneface is coming out tomorrow. It's like Friday the 13th meets Clue.
Ooh.
And I have been doing stunts for, gosh, almost 15 years now, and now that I've been doing more acting, I get to do my own stunts, so I don't even need a stunt double. I get the best of both worlds.
Hey, they can save a salary right there. We're talking to Elena Sanchez here on the National Defense, and how did you get into stunt work?
So I was a gymnast growing up, and when I decided I wanted to be an actress, I noticed that the only auditions I was getting to start were kind of more athletic type roles, or where they were specifically looking for people that could do some kind of action stuff. And that's when I started doing some research and looked into, well, what is stunts actually? What do stunt doubles do? Is this something I could do? And I started submitting myself and luckily got hired and started working and haven't looked back since.
That's pretty cool. Now, would you say that stunt work right now is kind of is it going to be a thing of the past with all the animation and AI, or do you still need somebody to make it look so realistic?
Yeah, so I think as time goes on, I think stunts is eventually going to be a thing of the past.
Mm.
I mean, we're already starting to see it. I think right now AI and CGI is still very expensive, especially for smaller independent productions. So they're going to continue just using stunt people, I think, for the next couple of years at least. But I would not be surprised if in 10 years, you don't use stunt doubles anymore.
Yeah, we're talking to Elena Sanchez here in the National Defense. Her new movie, Bone Face, which comes out tomorrow. And then you're doing the stunt work on Marvel's Captain America, Brave New World, and that's coming out on Valentine's Day. That had to be pretty exciting. I got a chance to interview Keanu Reeves right after John Wick 4. And
oh, my gosh, amazing.
Yeah, and I said something to him about you do all of your own stunts, and he corrected me. He said, no, I do all of my action. He said, I have a stunt person to do the dangerous stuff. And I didn't realize that distinction there, but I guess that is kind of a different way of looking at it, right?
Yeah. And there's definitely some actors that do a lot more of their action than others. But even, you know, even someone like Tom Cruise, who is amazing at doing his own stunts, even he's got a stunt double who will set things up for him and make sure they're really safe and do them a million times before Tom does them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
It is kind of a team effort, and it's really amazing to see people like Keanu and a lot of other actors really give credit to their stunt doubles.
Yeah, well, yeah, for saving their lives a lot of times, I would imagine. So talk about your every stunt person I've ever talked to has a laundry list of injuries. Is that the same with you, Elena?
Oh geez, there have been a few injuries. Luckily, nothing really life changing. Mostly, it's just bruises, a couple sprains. I did a fire burn once where I got a little crispy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I've been lucky in that respect, for sure.
Well, especially you worked on over 100 movies and TV shows, and I mean, what an incredible career! And now, with the acting part, and you know, you were you've been in some amazing The Hunger Games, and now you're in this this new movie, Boneface. Who else is in Boneface? And that anybody that we might recognize?
So the sheriff in Boneface is Jeremy London. Who,
oh, wow.
So he's lovely. And he, you know, way back in the day, he's been working forever. I mean, he was on Party of Five and Seventh Heaven, I think. And he's just a really lovely person. So he plays the sheriff and I play the deputy. And then we end up in a diner where we know one of the patrons is the killer, but we don't know who it is. And that's where the murder mystery aspect happens. And So all of the patrons in the diner, they did a really amazing job casting them. We have Richie Montgomery, who is an amazing character actor in the Southeast. He's been in almost 200 movies. He plays Santa a lot. He plays like the crazy neighbor. And so he's a really great addition to the cast. We're so lucky to have him. Then we have David Calloway, Jared Bankins, Miles Doliak. They did a really amazing job putting together these characters in the diner.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Just like all the other watch parties for last week's historic Detroit Lions game, food was being served, attendees were dressed in their Honolulu blue, and the noise was cranking up. What made the watch party at Heroes Corner unique was that it was full of men and women who have served the nation and have found community amongst each other. Adjoined with Heroes Corner, a drop-in center specifically for female veterans, both of these centers in Kentwood designed to be an open and safe space for veterans to access mental health resources, workshops, connection with other veterans, and resources for housing, jobs, and education. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. It makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
So find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
USO stuffing party. Volunteers will have sent over 10,000 USO care packages on their way to our troops around the world. Full of little things that make all the difference and carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. The USO until everyone comes home. Visit us at USO.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Yeah, we're talking to Elena Sanchez here on the National Defense, the movie Boneface that comes out tomorrow. And I know that you you split your time between Atlanta, Georgia, and Los Angeles. Where are you right now? I'm kind of hoping you'll say Atlanta.
Yes, yeah. So I'm not currently in Los Angeles, but my heart is in Los Angeles with everyone there, and
It's crazy.
Horrible.
It's crazy. I just got back from Los Angeles because our daughter lives out there, and you know and she loves it and has lived out there for a while, but that's the. You know, there are a lot of people now kind of weighing their options of, do we stay here? Do we get out of here? I mean, it's
right.
It's just, you know, it's one of the kind of a one in a lifetime situation out there. And,
right.
You know, depending on where you live and what your situation is, I looked on Zillow yesterday and I've never seen so many open houses for sale.
Right.
You know, and so that's one of those things that, that you got to wait for yourself, right?
Right. And the thing is, the fallout, and it's,
right.
I mean, it's going to be years. And who knows when, you know, and they're saying that the air quality measurements aren't even accurate because they don't measure for all of the toxic things that have been released by the fire.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Every time you go outside, you got to wear a mask when you're, I mean, just, you know, walking outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say it'll be a lot better after the first time it rains, but who knows when it's going to rain. So.
Right. Yeah, that's incredible. Where do you live in Atlanta? I used to live in Atlanta. I used to do the morning show on Z93 there, and we lived in
amazing.
In Marietta. In Mayreta. We lived out there in Mayreta.
I've been there a few times. I'm more of a city girl myself. So when I first started working in Atlanta, they would put us in all the hotels like around Midtown and downtown, and so I used to live in New York, so I'm definitely more of a city girl.
Yeah, what's the Buckhead? Buckhead was the big kind of the.
Buckhead is nice too. It's a little ritzy. But I think what I like about Atlanta is there's a lot of different pockets that are all very different. So there's something
sure.
for everyone, whether you want a big house out in the country, you can do that. If you want to live in a high rise, you can do that. If you want to be in more of an artsy part of town, you can go to Little Five Points. And
yeah.
It's cool.
If you want to live with Tyler Perry, you can do that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Elena Sanchez here on the National Defense, the movie Boneface that comes out tomorrow. And this is this movie is going to be on demand on a lot of streaming channels, right?
Yes. So starting tomorrow, it's basically anywhere that you can buy a movie. So like Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Google Plus, all of the usual suspects.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad to hear that because I mean I love going to the theater. I love the big action movies and all that kind of stuff. But it is kind of nice when you talk about a movie and you say it's coming out tomorrow that you can actually see it tomorrow. You know, I mean, at home because I don't know what the weather in Atlanta is like right now, but we're based in Kansas City and we're not allowed to go outdoors for I think another 3 months. It's just so cold and one of those.
Yeah, you just want to watch something from the comfort of your home and
right.
Also maybe not spend $40 buying snacks and,
exactly.
and tickets for everyone.
Although my wife still charges me for snacks. Is that odd?
Hey, she's a smart lady.
Exactly. So you have won a Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Action Performance by a Stunt Ensemble in Avengers Endgame. I mean,
yes.
Obviously you know your stuff. Have you ever gotten into a situation where the director or the star says, hey, I don't want to do that stunt, and you look at them like, are you kidding me? It's like walking across the floor.
You know, usually I've been very impressed by the actors who want to do the stunt.
Sure.
I'm trying to think. I don't think the situation you've said, I don't really recall that happening.
Who have you
worked? And if anything, we're happy because
do you get paid per stunt?
Well, it's like, what was that?
Do you get paid per stunt?
It depends. So if it is something more complicated or dangerous, you do get what's called a stunt adjustment every time you do it. So for example,
I've had that.
Do you do a lot of stunts?
Well, no. It was a procedure. It was called a stunt adjustment, and I don't want to get into it. What's the most?
I didn't know that was a thing. We'll have to talk about that later.
What's the most dangerous stunt you've ever done?
I've done the like being hit by a car and falling downstairs thing, but probably just logistically, I would say hanging off of a helicopter that was flying around downtown Atlanta.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah,
that's a different mentality. That's a totally different mentality there.
I definitely called my parents before that one and told them I loved them. I didn't tell them what I was doing. I told them the day after, but
oh, that's crazy. Elena, you're pretty cool, man. This is great stuff. And Boneface comes out tomorrow. Thank you so much for the time. You know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, so they can appreciate what you have to do and how you have to keep your body to do the kind of things that you do. I'm sure your workout routine is insane, but you know, thanks for.
I'm sure it's not even close to what they're doing. So to anyone who is listening, thank you for your service. You are amazing.
Thank you so much, Elena. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and the situation in Los Angeles, it's on everybody's mind. It's affected so many people, and not just in Los Angeles, but around the world. It kind of makes us want to find out and take the time to explore the science behind what we're talking about.
There's this whole new kind of sensation of instability, and remember, our homes are where we're supposed to feel safe, and now they don't feel safe, and so this is kind of a fundamental kind of American and human need, which is to have a place we can go back to where we can put our feet up and feel safe and let our hair down and play with our kids, and that confidence has been undermined now, and it's so physical damage aside, there's also a mental and emotional effect, that's real.
Absolutely. We're talking to John Valiant here in the National Defense, his most recent book, Fire Weather, on the front lines of a burning world. And when we are talking about Southern California, the air quality, I think, is a little bit better. But, for many days after the fire started, you had to wear a mask
when you walked outside, but just because of the air quality and the chemicals and everything in the ashes, right?
Randy, this is, you know, another kind of cascade effect, you know, of the fire. It's not just the fire. There are all these other things that come with the fire. And what we're learning, fire smoke is sort of becoming a growth industry now, the study of it. And what we're realizing is, you know, when a house is burning, it's not just wood. It's all the petroleum products. It's the rubber in the tires. It's your formica counter. It's all the glues in your plywood and particle board. It's the laminate flooring. All that stuff now is melting and off-gassing, and it is seriously toxic. The modern house, you know, it looks good and it's nice to live in, but it's actually not a terribly healthy place, especially when it's on fire.
Yeah.
So, and who's taking that really in the teeth? Our firefighters.
Now, when you wrote Fire Weather, John, you were describing a fire in Canada, right? That was kind of the basis for the book?
Yeah. So Fort McMurray, Alberta is the petroleum hub of Alberta, Canada, kind of like the Houston of Canada.
Okay.
And in 2016, a wildfire burned through it and drove the largest, most rapid evacuation due to fire in modern times. So nearly 100,000 people had to flee that city in an afternoon. And the fire burnt in the city for a week. And this is in the subarctic. There was still ice on the lakes up there, and yet it was, the temperatures were like Southern California. The humidity was like Southern California. And, you know, our climate is changing, and fire is responding to those changes by becoming more aggressive and moving faster. And when I saw that fire in Fort McMurray, 2,000 miles north of Los Angeles, I thought, wow, if it can burn up there in the subarctic, like near Alaska, then these fires can burn anywhere. And since 2016, we've had terrible fires in Paradise and Lahaina and in Greece and Spain and Southern California and even in Chile, in Valparaiso. 200 people were killed in a urban wildfire this spring.
Well, yeah, and you talk about the perfect storm. Those Santa Ana winds, and I've seen those. We used to live in San Diego, and those Santa Ana winds are wildly unpredictable. Well, they're predictable, and they're wildly unpredictable. You have a sense of when they're going to happen. There's a season for those, but you don't know how strong they're going to be. And the ones in Southern California just happen to be the strongest, among the strongest ever. I mean, how much of that was a factor?
You know, none of these fires can be attributed to one thing, and so you're exactly right there. There are every fire, whether it's in Alberta, Canada, or in Chile, in South America, or in California, is responding to its natural environment and to its local weather. And the Santa Ana winds are famously strong. They blow at this time of year. They can drive fires, especially in the fall. What's different now, Randy, is it's January. You know, this is not typically right. Fire season. But what's happening in California is like 30 years ago, fire season was spring to autumn and through the summer. And now it's literally year round. And this is even happening in Alberta, which is obviously a very cold and snowy place, but it's drier up there now. And so you can have fires in December, which is just would have been unheard of 30 years ago.
So what kind of prompted this, John? We're talking to John Valiant here in the National Defense, his book Fire Weather on the Front Lines of a Burning World. Was there a moment in time, and maybe it was the Canadian fire, where things kind of escalated to that point where it was a year-round possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I think what has shocked everybody, and even shocked Los Angeles firefighters, who were no strangers
right.
to fire. It's a flammable down here. But they, you know, a number of them went on the air saying, I've never seen anything like this. And this happened in Fort McMurray, too. The boreal forest, which is the big forest up in northern Canada, burns like crazy. And yet these very experienced firefighters were saying, I've never seen anything like this. And so I've got to tell you, Randy, houses, you know, these are two-story, $750,000 homes in Fort McMurray, Alberta, burnt to the basement in 5 minutes.
Wow.
The heat coming in out of the forest was over 1,000 degrees. Cars were melting. That's how hot it was. It was like a freaking blast furnace.
Wow.
And so I saw that, and I'm born and raised in the U.S., but I live in Canada now. And I saw what people were going through there and up there, and it's terrifying, and it's frightening. And these are now my fellow citizens and almost neighbors. And that's what made me write the book. It's a frightening thought, and realizing, oh my goodness, this could be reproduced in other communities. I would like to write a book that might save some lives and at least, raise people's consciousness around the risk of this, because people don't think of it happening to them. No one in Fort McMurray imagined that their town would be overrun by fire in an afternoon.
Yeah.
Nobody in Altadena or Pacific Palisades thought that either, but right. It can happen now.
Yeah, and you talk about reverberations after a situation like this, John. You know, we're already hearing many reports about mudslides, but just the rebuilding process. You know, so many people have said, there's no question we're going to rebuild. Is that possible?
Boy, I mean, that's the trillion-dollar question. It's a huge question in all these communities that really get hammered by these fires. Do we just do the same thing over again, or do we do something new? And I think, this is the upside to this, Randy. It's a brutal way to come into the future, but it is an opportunity to start over and renegotiate our relationship to the natural world that we build in. I mean, we have to remember that we're living in a natural system, and human activity is actually changing that natural system. So it is hotter now. It is more flammable than it was 20 years ago. And ask any experienced firefighter, and they'll say the same thing. So we probably need to build our homes differently, and we need to plant our gardens differently, and we don't want to have, plastic vinyl fences running right up to our house, because those turn into fuses in a fire. We don't want to plant pine trees right outside the window, because they're going to torch and burn our house down. So we really need to rethink about how we manage ourselves on the landscape and in our neighborhoods with a kind of sharper eye on flammability.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love your take on that, John, in terms of just a kind of a fresh way to look at this going forward. The book is Fire Weather, on the Front Lines of a Burning World. The one thing that I think we can all agree on and take away from this, and especially with our audience is mainly active duty military, veterans and their families, National Guard obviously deployed everywhere. Team Rubicon is all over this situation. Everywhere in the world. But the thing that we can all agree on is that these firefighters, I can't say enough about it. And I'm still getting on my phone. I get kind of daily reports of any kind of fire situation that they're involved in. And not only do they have to take care of what's burning in L.A., but they've got to take care of everything else on a daily basis. So true, true heroes.
Randy, they are your listeners, the people we're speaking to right now, are the first responders, if you will, for our nation.
Yeah.
And firefighters are the first responders for our cities and towns. You know, there are local soldiers, if you will, fighting fire. And some of these men and women, they were up for 60 hours straight, 72 hours straight. That's very hard on the body. But these are dedicated professionals who gave everything they had to fight this fire. And, when it's blowing 100 miles an hour and you've got ember storms like a blast furnace, you're not putting that out. But they saved almost everybody's life. And they put their own lives at risk for our protection. And we owe them all a debt of gratitude, just as we owe our local and national military.
Yeah, absolutely. Running toward the danger. The book is called Fire Weather, on the Front Lines of a Burning World. It's out now. John, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for your viewpoint.
It's my pleasure, Randy. Great to speak with you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress
progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message data rates may apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Shop the Home Depot's biggest bath event of the year and get up to 40% off select online vanities. Plus, get it delivered for free. Whether you're going for trendy and modern or cozy and timeless, there's a vanity that will perfectly complement your style. Get up to 40% off select online vanities only at HomeDepot.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
By the end of the day at this USO stuffing party, volunteers will have sent over 10,000 USO care packages on their way to our troops around the world. Full of little things that make all the difference and carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. The USO until everyone comes home. Visit us at USO.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual groundhog sale starts Saturday, February 1st through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias, magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I knew it while I was living it. Even though I was young, I kept my diaries, and they're all chock-a-block full of all this incredible stuff and these amazing people I spent time with. So these shows I'm doing, you know, I'm reading from my diaries, I'm reading from my books, I'm showing photos, playing snippets of music that kept me going and got me where I wanted to be. And I was in an all-girl band, the GTOs, with Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
Was our producer and our mentor. So I was right in the thick of it, and people are interested in that because it's mythology now, and there are not many of us left to talk about it.
Well, and you know, Pamela, people give you grief. Those same people wish they were you. They wish they'd been back in that time.
That's true.
Yeah, we're talking to Pamela DeBar.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, and I don't know,
that's right.
When I was doing a morning show, a daily morning show on the radio, I interviewed somebody. I don't think it was you. I think it was a groupie named Melissa, who had also written a book. And she, it could have been you, but whoever it was told me at the time that Huey Lewis is the biggest and Peter Frampton is the smallest.
That was Sweet Connie.
Sweet Connie, that's right.
Yeah. She has a chapter in my fourth book, Let's Spend the Night Together, and in the documentary I did. So, yes, Sweet Connie, that was her. See, I don't divulge stuff like that. Connie was very open about that stuff. She was very open about size. I never get into that.
Well,
but, yes, she's the one who said that.
I had that clip for years, and I would play that from time to time where she said, Huey Lewis is the biggest,
and
Peter Frampton is.
You can't do that to poor Peter Frampton.
Well, what happened?
That's not very nice.
Let me tell you what happened. So I played it one day, and he was going to be playing at a casino where I was working. And he heard that, and he was not happy. He was not, he wasn't mad at Connie. He was mad at me. So, but we've since made up.
That's a mean thing to say about a man, as I'm sure you know.
Oh my gosh! I mean, to proclaim it about a man, yeah, absolutely. tell me about your time with Jim Morrison. That's fascinating.
Well, it was very early on. He lived next door to a friend of mine in Laurel Canyon, right behind the Canyon store. And I heard the Doors music being played. I went, who has a pre-released record by the Doors? I mean, it hasn't come out yet. This is when I was 17 and just starting to hang out on the strip in Hollywood. I was a big Doors fan. they were a local band. I'd seen them play a few times, and it was incredible. No one was doing what he was doing, what they were doing. There was no sound like that ever before. That's why this time frame people are fascinated with. But I got real stoned and just went down and peeked in the window to see who had that album, and it was Jim himself.
Oh, wow.
Jim Morris was playing his own record. And all he had on was his black leather pants, and I was just beside myself. I was so high that I walked in there and did a back bend for him because I had just learned how to do that. And he went, "Get it on." That's what he always said to people, "Get it on." And then right at that moment, his girlfriend, Pam Corson, walked in and told me, "Get the F out of my house."
Yeah.
So he followed me, though. He followed me up the stairs back to my friend's house. And we rolled around and made out for a while. He was really a one-woman man. But once in a while, they would fight, and I could hang out with him a little bit. But I never did the deed with him because I was young. And in those days, there was no pressure for that.
Yeah.
That changed, but in the 60s, there was, he said, "Oh, okay, let's make out," and that was fun.
He
read me his poetry. He carried poetry books around and would read to me out of them, and that was really amazing.
Did anybody ever write a song about you? Anybody write a song?
Yeah, there have been a few. Robert Plant told me going to California was about me and a couple other L.A. girls. They loved L.A. These bands would, come to Los Angeles, especially Zeppelin, come to Los Angeles and base themselves there, fly out to the other shows, come back to Los Angeles. And their wives never knew. Their wives did not like them being in Los Angeles.
Right. Well, we were talking to Pamela DeBar here in the National Defense, the world's most famous groupie, and you got you talk about this tour where you read from your diary. You're going to be at the world famous Whiskey A Go Go on March 17th. That's going to be an event.
It is an event. I did one on my birthday last September, and it sold out, and people just loved it. And it was almost unexpected the response I got. It was so great. And I'm now doing it again. And I'm reading a few different passages, but I read out of the books, tell the stories, show photos, play snippets of songs of people that I went out with or inspired me. I start with Elvis, of course.
Oh, wow.
Elvis nut as a child. Yeah, I was an Elvis nut as a little girl. And then Dion.
Oh, wow.
Dion and the Belmonts. He was my next, I joined his fan club at 13, So I was always a music nut. So, and then the Beatles, of course, wow. I finally met all four Beatles, which was wonderful, very briefly.
Did you ever have anybody that you turned down that just wanted to go?
Oh, sure, a lot of people. I was very finicky. I was very picky about who I was with, and I never had one-night stands or any of that. I wanted relationships, and I was in that world. So I wound up with these men, as boyfriends.
Well, were in that magical Laurel Canyon situation.
Yes,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Linda Ronstadt and Jackson Brown and all these people, the Eagles coming up. That had to be a magical time.
Well, I spent a lot of time in Laurel Canyon. Frank Zappa lived there, and I was the governess for their baby, Moon. And I also just went, house to house visiting people. The doors were open. The doors were open. And so were the Love's doors at Buffalo Springfield, all the birds, all the birds lived there. And it was, I called it God's Golden Backyard in my first book, I'm with the Band. And
that's
it
so
really
cool.
was.
Ms. Pamela,
no one locked their doors or anything, It was something else. It really was.
Ms. Pamela's Pajama Party podcast, you got to check that out. Pamela, best of luck with everything, man. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Oh, say.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Lisle, Illinois, officials, first responders, friends, and neighbors were on hand last week as the community gathered to see selfless veteran and volunteer Don Smith, honored with the renaming of the block he's lived on for 33 years. The man who secured more than $600,000 in materials through the Home Depot Veterans Grant Foundation and inspired hundreds of fellow volunteers became emotional as he spoke before the sign was revealed designating his stretch of Cascade Drive as Honorary Donald B. Smith Way. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.